USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election has cast an immediate spotlight on the crucial high court vacancy, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly vowing to bring a vote to whomever President Donald Trump nominates. Democratic nominee Joe Biden vigorously disagreed, declaring that the voters should pick the president and then the president should pick the justice to consider. The impending clash over the vacant seat, when to fill it and with whom, is sure to significantly affect the stretch run of this presidential race, further stirring passions in a nation already reeling from the pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 people, left millions unemployed, and heightened partisan tensions and anger. The president, in brief remarks to reporters after learning of Ginsburg's death, called her an amazing woman who led an amazing life. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm. Tropical Storm Wilfred formed earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As if there weren't enough issues with pandemics and wildfires, a preliminary 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck the Los Angeles area, according to the U.S. Geological Society. The quake was centered less than 2 miles west-southwest of South El Monte. The focal point of the earthquake was the same location as a magnitude 5.9 Whittier Narrows earthquake in 1987. The quake is one of the largest to hit the Los Angeles basin in the last 5 years. There were reports felt in La Habra, Long Beach, Oxnard, Ontario, Pasadena, and near the Beverly Hills area, as well as other regions throughout L.A. County. There have been no reports of damages or injuries around the city of L.A. 6 people allegedly conspired to bribe Amazon employees and contractors in order to gain a competitive advantage on the retailer's marketplace, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Justice said those charged posed as consultants and worked with third-party sellers whose products had been previously removed from Amazon Marketplace to get the items back on the platform. The 6 then paid a total of more than $100,000 each in bribes to at least 10 Amazon employees in exchange for their restoring the banned products or services. The products include household goods, consumer electronics, and dietary supplements. The 6 accused face up to 5 years in prison for commercial bribery and up to 20 years for wire fraud. They'll appear in court in Seattle on October 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.